The next controversy tackled by the think tank faculty was the use of chemotherapy in patients with ER-positive disease and the potential clinical role of the Oncotype DX assay in selecting patients for treatment, including a new SWOG dataset presented at San Antonio by Dr. Kathy Albane. This long-awaited analysis focused on patients with ER-positive, node-positive tumors. Dr. Robert, who loves to push people's controversy buttons, began the discussion by presenting a patient from his practice.
She's a woman who presented abnormal mammogram, ends up with a diagnosis of a 1.1 centimeter grade 2 infiltrating ductal carcinoma, and ER positive strongly, PR negative, HER2 negative by IHC, and had one sentinel lymph node that was positive. Her concern was, and I think this is true for a lot of patients, willing to go through some morbidity if it was going to translate into better survival. But she was concerned, there's a sidebar which we won't spend time about, the sentinel lymph node, it's positive, it's 6 millimeters, so there's a whole discussion about whether she needs any further lymph node surgery, and standard treatment would be yes, and there was a whole discussion about lymphedema and how we'd use this information. But what I proposed in terms, and I'll put this to the group here, for a systemic consideration, forgetting about local management, patient already had a mastectomy, she for a number of reasons had a mastectomy, would people be comfortable if the Oncotype DX came back with a low recurrence score, given this T1 tumor grade 2, not to do any further lymph node surgery and assume that she has a 1 lymph node tumor burden and be comfortable offering her just endocrine therapy, i.e. if we did a lymph node dissection and even with a low recurrence score came back with 4 positive lymph nodes, would that affect your recommendation?
Cliff, you want to comment on that?
Well, I would be very cautious about using the Oncotype to discern the benefits of chemo. In fact, I would turn it the other way around. If you're so on the fence about chemotherapy for a patient like this, that's a more compelling argument in favor of actually going ahead and finishing the XR dissection.
I thought you called on Cliff because he was going to say, we use the Memorial nomogram to try to figure out what's the likelihood of positive
nodes. She's got a 20% risk of more positive nodes, I can tell you right now.
I didn't hear how many negative involved. There was just one node removed and it's positive.
And it's a sidebar, but it's 1 out of 1, no LVI, not a micromet.
Right, when you do that, it's like that starts at 19%.
Yeah, so I think, but anyway.
See, I think that the information we get out of Oncotype DX, out of the recurrence score, the biology doesn't 100% trump the stage. I think they both kind of go together. So 4 nodes, I would interpret differently for a given Oncotype score. She showed the 4+ nodal group and the 1 to 3. So I think the nodes still go in there. There's a biology factor that's important, but the number of nodes, it has to be tied in there somewhere. So I wouldn't use the recurrence score to tell me not to do the node dissection.
Right. Well, let me back up for a moment. When I looked at that at hazard reductions, there was a cross point, but for both subsets, if it was really, really low, you didn't get a benefit of chemotherapy regardless of nodal status. So if you came back with a really low recurrence score, would you be comfortable omitting the lymph node dissection?
So I would say we had a total of 350 patients in that, and the reason we reported it as disease-free survival and not distant disease-free survival is because we only collected first event. And when we went in to try to get second events, we realized we didn't have, if you'd had a local, regional, or contralateral breast cancer, we never collected if they had a met later. So it would have been an underestimate, likely, of the number of distant recurrences. So we didn't feel at all comfortable presenting it that way after trying very hard.